Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the exploding cannabis marketplace. I'm Omri Wallach, and today we're excited to welcome back Arne Johansson, chairman of TransCanna Holdings. TransCanna is a fully vertically integrated Canadian cannabis company that has been rapidly growing and developing a foothold in California, one of the largest adult use and medicinal cannabis markets in the world. Mr. Johansson is an experienced veteran investor with over 30 years of operating and investing in both private and publicly traded companies, with numerous successful exits across a number of different sectors. He's joining us once again for the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast to discuss TransCanna's impressive moves over the last few weeks. Thank you very much for joining us once again, Arne.
Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
No worries. Okay, Arne, since the last time we had you on for a podcast, a lot has happened, to say the least. Let's start most recently with the Soldays acquisition. What does closing the deal mean for TransCanna?
Great question. Soldays is now closed. It's now part of the TransCanna family. Sean Shevlin, the founder of the company, created a very unique product. So what it means to us is it's the beginning of us being able to articulate to the market where we've got a brand that has come in-house that was proven to the marketplace. Sean put extensive time and research into how they brought their particular product to the market, to the point where in 2018, they placed second in the edible space in the Emerald Cup, which is in California. And they'll be in that competition again in 2019, coming up this December. On the heels of that successful product, they've got multiple SKUs in development. So for us, again, as we move forward in licensing and talking about building our brand and being this vertically integrated company, it's the first real sign that we're showing shareholders that we're completing what we've talked about.
And just a couple of short days beforehand, the company signed a binding agreement with Lifted Farms, Inc. Can you tell us more about the opportunity there as well?
You bet. Again, people. I think in almost every business, it's as important as location. So Lifted Farms brings a very deep, rich, experienced team to the TransCanna family. They've proven to be a market leader. They build a very grassroots, authentic product that when they grow it, it's spoken for on the shelves. It's really tested extremely high in their market group, very loyal following. The team there, which is very interesting, I think a lot of people look at products and say, okay, we're going to just grow a product and put it on the shelves and kind of hope that it sells and resonates with consumers. Whereas the Lifted Farms family, those guys have really been at the forefront. They've driven market demand and they bring new products forward. So the brand Lifted is known for being creative and being at the forefront. And so bringing that together with what we want to do at the end of the day, having a licensed facility that can help them scale is going to be very, very huge for us. So they have three main products. They do eights, pre-rolls, and concentrates. And I think, just giving the market what they want, keeping it simple, not getting too complicated. Again, you combine that with the value proposition that we have with the Soldays products, bringing Lifted into the group it just makes perfect sense. And if anybody wants to follow them on Instagram, they are at Lifted Farms. So at LYFTEDFARMS. And it's a really good IG post that they put out there. It's quite active.
Arne, you mentioned people, and TransCanna also recently made a key personnel acquisition, so to speak, with the appointment of Peter Vitulli, the former president of Gatorade, to the board. How does Mr. Vitulli fit into the company?
So he's got a really strong history with our CEO, Steve Giblin. They've been wanting to work on a project together for some time. Peter has a wealth of knowledge. Some of us that don't know him super well, we're going to get to know him in coming months. At the end of the day, we're going to be doing a lot of packaged products, packaged goods, figuring out our distribution model for California. And Peter's experience is just going to be, I can't even tell you how important that's going to be for us to, figure it out and round off the corners for us. He's got the consumer goods background in health and wellness. And when we look at the aging baby boomer population, there is a medicinal play here in the California marketplace to bring new consumers into the market and expand that ever growing California cannabis market. Now, let's face it, California is fully rec. There's no question about it. I don't think anyone can argue that. It's definitely a strong rec market. But, you know, working with Peter and some of the ideas for how we do our packaging and distribution, there's that whole medicinal role that we can develop and learn more about for TransCana.
And you also mentioned the new president and CEO, Steve Giblin. I know a lot of investors are keen to learn more about his role so far. How has he fit into it?
Steve's done a great job. You know, he came in initially as a director, you know, helped us to apply a lot of the corporate governance application. What we need to do as a public company, for sure. He's got a very strong background in building successful companies the traditional way, you know, from a positive bottom line, positive cash flow scenario. He's stepped in now as the role as CEO. He put a fiscal plan in place immediately, took all the good pieces of the company that were already there. And it's just like running a symphony. You got to get all the different sections working together. And so Steve's doing that. He's being embraced by the different groups, and everyone's got this very strong feeling, you know, that we're building something from the foundations, from the ground up. And if we can really focus on building a profitable company at the end of the day, keeping our costs in control and having strong brands that we deliver a good product with the end consumer, where we will win the day, you know, metaphorically, not, you know, for our shareholders at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. And so Steve brings that, you know, significant confidence to the table for us.
Arnie, on our previous podcast, which was very recent, actually, you warned us to look for rapid activity from TransCana, and the company has clearly been following through. Where does the company's strategy take it from here?
Bottom line, it's execution. At the end of the day, it's these public companies in fast moving spaces like the cannabis space. A lot of money's poured into the sector. TransCana's raised a lot of money from shareholders. Shareholders are going to want to know what you've done with the money that's been invested in the company. So for us, the strategy is about execution. We need to articulate what a closed loop system is, what it truly means to be a vertically integrated company. These are all things that, again, will give us stability when we're building our brands out in the California market. And that's really, really what we're going to do going forward here, just figuring out exactly how to execute on the business plan that we've got put in place. And so we've got a corporate strategy that we're working on right now, and it's fluid. It's a living document. You know, the market changes, and we have to change kind of with the market. In the Canadian capital markets, for example, the cannabis sentiment currently is more on a pullback and show us what you've done scenario. Whereas the momentum starting to build in the States, and you know what we're seeing in the California marketplace is incredible opportunity. So again, not trying to get pulled into too many different directions. We're really trying to stay the course. We're trying to get our facility licensed and be up and running and have that stability. But putting a really good growth plan together and then execution is where we want to be.
To expand on that execution, how does TransCana take care to integrate so many new acquisitions in such a short time?
Really, it's finding the right acquisitions that fit the plan. If we go out and just acquire that new shiny penny and you try and put all the pieces together, you're going to have a bunch of people in a boardroom or in an office space that don't gel or there's no harmonious synergy. So what we're really trying to do is do these acquisitions where 1 + 1 = 4 and 5. And you get, it's amazing when we're down there in these meetings and we see the senior management people in these teams and the founders kind of connect and they start sharing ideas. And I believe one of the meetings we had not too long ago, I was just sitting there listening to the dialogue happening and it was fantastic. These are people that really don't know each other. They've just met and they're sharing contacts and ideas and figuring out ways to help the other company and that person. We're already starting to gel as a team. So I think the key for us in completing these acquisitions and bringing people together and integrating them is just that, just making sure that there's a complementary business scenario. They see it and they know it right away. And now they're starting to contribute to the plan saying, hey, if we had this or if we did that, we can go out and we can do more. And so it's exponential. The momentum that we're building internally is exponential and it's coming together. And it's really been super exciting to watch. And I think the future is just going to be even more exciting.
Arnie, you touched on it a bit, but as chairman, where do you see the company's potential moving forward from here?
So I think the true potential, and hopefully in all companies people invest in is in the early stages is the blue sky. And so for us, that's just it. Our potential lays within our rollout, getting the building licensed, which is going to be a big valuation change for the company when we complete that. Having our business units perform on an individual basis, where they're each being treated like profitable entities and not dragging the company down. And then these profitable entities are creating synergies within one another and helps us scale one another. And so it's not just one little brand versus one little brand. It's actually the TransCana suite of brands that are actually being put forward. So for us, that's really where the potential lies is getting each one of these business units performing. And then of course, having an experienced hand on the till. So Steve Giblin, our CEO, really driving that message and driving these synergies and building it from the bottom line, the solid foundation to a scalable nature as we move the company forward.
Mm-hmm. And as a follow-up, actually, is there anything you're looking forward to in terms of the overall cannabis sector?
Well, again, from our original podcast, I think the consumer behavior is going to drive that at the end of the day. This isn't about a stock play. This isn't about the stock market or what the stock investors are doing. At the end of the day, it's consumers are going to drive the market, and consumers are going to believe in certain companies, and they're going to have relationships with the product, and that success, whomever that is going to drive and win the day. So, how the cannabis market evolves in the coming years is a big part of that. And California is no different. I mean, technology, as laid back as we all think California is, technology is huge out there. And we just look at consumer behavior with Amazon, for example. People use an app to order their food, and everything's going online. So, that's not there yet. Those services are out there for sure, but that's not where the opportunity is, but it's where it could go. And so we just want to make sure, TransCana has all of its bases covered. We want to just have that relationship with the end consumer, because if we do, and if we give them a good product at the right price for what they want, then we can grow with consumer behavior as we move forward.
And finally for today, Arnie, what can you tell our investor audience interested in TransCana stock right now?
Well, the stock itself, again, this is from a personal opinion, and of course, we have to be careful what we say on this side, and everyone should invest within their own means and check with a financial advisor, of course. But in my personal opinion, I think we're significantly undervalued. And that's just not just a talking head on a podcast saying that. People can go to SETI and look at the insider filings for TransCana. Our CEO, Steve Giblin's been a buyer, and that's posted on there. I'm routinely a buyer when we're allowed and we're not blacked out. I participated in our last financing at $5 for a significant amount. And, as a management team, we're putting our money where our mouth is. We are buyers of this stock. I believe we're personally undervalued. The entire management team, starting with myself all the way down to a company that we just acquired, everybody believes in the capital structure of the company. We're not giving away shares. We're being very conservative and cognizant of dilution, especially when you've had share price volatility like TransCana has. Currently, as a recording of this interview, we have notionally 34 million shares outstanding, issued and out. And we want to keep it that way. Of course, we'll have some dilution as we move forward, but we do not want to be a company that ends up with 100 million shares outstanding. We covet every single share in the company. And I think as we move forward to create a profitable entity, a fully licensed entity with a closed loop system that has a very methodic and strategic plan, I believe where we sit today, we're undervalued. And all we can do is execute and hopefully shareholders support us, and the time will certainly tell.
Thank you for the insight, Arnie. Arnie Johansson, Chairman of TransCana. I'd like to thank him for joining us once again and sharing this helpful information about TransCana with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.